Okay. Today, we won't be davening mincha here. We should be reminded everyone to daven mincha later in the day. Whenever there's a change in schedule, people say, oh, I davened already, but you didn't. So, like the day that we changed the clock earlier in the year, so people, you know, wake up and they, oh, I davened at 5, 6 o'clock, and now 6 o'clock, pitch dark, you know. So the same thing over here, so you'll have a longer time to daven, but we shouldn't forget. So whenever there's a shinoi vesis, there's people just forget. So I wanted to finish up the packet that we started last week, even though we started Chazara, so technically we should be doing Chazara today, but so the big question at hand, and we'll finish, and then we'll, you know, have, as long as it'll take to finish, we'll do this packet, and then we'll, and then tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll continue regular Chazara. Okay, and then we still, this week we're going to Bez Hashem do Chazara. It'll take at least the whole week, a little more. Then I have a whole series of shiurim for Pesach for us, and specifically about Gzeira Derabba regarding matzah. That's how come we have other mitzvahs falls out on Shabbos, you don't do, like lulav, you don't do shofar, you don't do. So what about matzah? Because Rashi says that the reason is because you might not be baki in the bracha. That's how he explains. So that applies to matzah as well. See, if you say simply that you're not baki how to do it, okay, so matzah you just eat, you know. But the Shaul Meshi points out, but if you look in Rashi, he says you're not baki in the bracha, you might go to a chacham to learn how to do the bracha and you'll carry the thing. So why don't we say the same thing over here? So, and therefore we should not have matzah when the first day of Pesach is on Shabbos, which it is this year. So, but we don't say that. So why not? So I made three packets on that. But the reason I did three packets on that, and the first packet has a lot to do with the Prus Ben Yomo Shiur. Believe it or not. So that was a Siman Ben HaShemayim, though I should be doing this. Because Rabbi Moshe Shapiro said I should talk about this, and then the first thing, he showed me a tshuva that was related, they said, oh, that's a Siman, that's a continuation from what we did on Purim. And so we'll talk about that that as well. And, okay, so Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach had this chiddush, right? That if a person is sleeping, he's not chayiv in mitzvahs. Therefore, if you're sleeping and you're in the sukkah, I want to sleep in the sukkah and there's no room for me, I could carry you out. Or I'd get someone else to carry you out. And make room for myself. Because you're not chayiv in mitzvahs. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman said three things. He said, you can carry the guy out. He also says, if there's somebody sleeping outside of the sukkah, so you don't have to wake him because now he's not chiyuv in sukkah. And then if somebody's, you know, oversleeping and it's about to, you know, Zman Kriyishma is passing, so of course it's a good thing if you could get him to mezakeh to do the mitzvah, but technically he's a putter because he's not a bar chiyuv when he's sleeping. I don't know. This whole mahalach does not sit well with me. Does not sit well. And I think it's also to, I mean, it's not me, it's others who say, whatever. I think it's also to take the guy out. I think if the guy is about to miss Kriya Shema, and you should wake him up, and mezakeh him in the mitzvah, midina even, and the guy who's sleeping outside, maybe you also have to wake him. Well, let's see. There is a Mario. Oh! Harav HaGoyin, HaTzadik, Rav Moshe Dechter was Mechavein to something in the packet that we're going to see later. So even though you're from the Gedolim, you'll see you're Mechavein to the packet. put something in the packet. So you cut it in the packet, so you get a mitzvah. Okay. Okay. Now, the Mariel on page 14. Hayashin b'meis ha-knesses k'sas nira da'kol be'asora d'Israel shechin ha-sharia. If you're sleeping in shul, you're sleeping a little. Yeah. So do you count to the minion? You count to the minion. Hashem Beis Hakatzas Nira Da'kol Be'asar D'Yisrael Shechina Sharia. So what do you say? What does that mean? So you're Mitzurah. So that if you're Mitzurah, then what? Isn't that a raya that what? That you're chayav in mitzvahs when you're sleeping. We saw, you remember last week, we saw the Rav Yaakov Emden's tshuva. That he says if a person's boel a woman in his sleep, then maybe he's not yotzei peruvu. Right? That's why he wanted to say that by Omer Moav, that the difference, right? And he says, Vafil Tinok Barisa, or Rabbeinu Tam Shita, is that you could count a little child to be the tenth for the minion. Even though, you know, every once in a while you see people bringing little babies to shul, maybe it's not the best thing, but they bring it to shul. If we have nine in shul, you can count the baby, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Great question, Mark. What? Baby's not going to carry a Sefer Torah. I don't know any babies that have carried Sefer Torah as of yet. Okay, because of my Ram, that to have a spalom mitzdarif. Would he discuss in a Rosh Hashanah Hasara the Tzaisi? Even though the Rosh says you need 10 people who are listening. The Rosh said you need 10 people listening to Chazaras Hashatz or whatever, the right people. But the Minhag Olam is even the people that are talking, we count them. But he said maybe not, because maybe even if the guy's not answering, but at least he's right to answer. But the guy who's sleeping is not even right to answer. But the bottom line is the Chuvas Maril says that then you count them to a million. So then, to me, that's Pashat, therefore, that he's a Bar Chiyuva when he's sleeping. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman knew this as well. So you can't just say, you have to see what is Rav Shlomo Zalman to say. In other words, the kasha is too good of a kasha. Rav Shlomo Zalman also knew this halacha. So let's look on page 15 now. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. Let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Hizkiel, Ech v'yasar l'spal al-vada, v'yriach al-al al-simohem, Ushu Yashin, he's sleeping, Afil hachim, it's tarif imohem. So it's a befeirish din. It's a befeirish din. That Yashin is mitzarif. Yeah, but if you're not chayiv, you're not. I'll tell you. I'll give you a raya. Okay. Chas v'sholom, someone is an onin. So Pasha says we paskin. If an onin comes to shul, he's not. He doesn't count for the minyan. If you have nine people in the shul and an onin, then you don't have a minyan, even though you have 10 people. What's the word? Because an onin is not chayiv in mitzvahs. So if you're not chayiv in mitzvahs, you don't count towards the minyan. No. The same thing over here. No. Say somebody started davening Shmoneh Esrei, but they need someone to answer the Kaddish or whatever, and he can't answer, so it's fine. You could do Lekatchila. You could start saying whatever you need, any davening Shmoneh Kedusha that you need. You could say Lekatchila. So who says that?
Machaber.
Who does the Machaber get it from? No. Rosh. True, it's a Rosh. But the Mariel quotes that. He says, even though the Rosh said that. Yeah, look on page 14. He, the cause of Harosh, and he quotes exactly where the Rosh is. Shul Harosh. The Tzarech HaSar, the Tzaisi, you need 10 people listening. Because he did the Hog Ba'alma, not that way. So you know the Rosh. But now you have to know the Truvus Mariel. And let me ask you a question. Yeah. Do. So then you have your minion. And what about if three people are sleeping? What if it's a real sleepy minion? Is only one person? Only one person is allowed to sleep? Say, three people are sleeping. So look at them. Yeah, that's why you should know I stopped. I stop staying up the whole night. I give the first year of the night, and I go to sleep. And then I dive in with the regular music. Because I remember the year I was in Eretz Yisrael, that's the hardest, because they do everything one day. So they lady Rus, and Akdomus, and everything in one day. It's crazy. I feel, Yosef Scharbev say them. So I still give the first year of the night. I make sure to give the first year of the night. That's how I met Rabbi Teleki, because I used to take the shir to the west side, and he would come to the shir, and then I would walk back to where I was staying, and he would walk me back and ask kashas of what I had to say. So that's how we met each other. And then I would make an agreement with the rabbi of the shul that he could stay up the whole night, and he'll daven vasikin, and then I'll deliver the sermon. So this way he doesn't have to, because even the rabbis that stay up the whole night, they still have to come back 10:30 to give the sermon. So I said, you can stay sleeping, and I'll give the sermon for you. And that was our agreement for several years. I always gave the drush of the first day of Shavuos in the west side. Okay. So the Magen Avraham, look at the Magen Avraham, page 15. Because of Haral ben Rav Levi ben Chaviv, Ulai lefi zehu hadin gimel o dalet. He said, maybe even if three or four are sleeping, it's also good. V'li nira dein lahakal kol kach. He says, I don't think you should be making so much. Maybe one person sleeping. Three or four, maybe it's too much. Because he says the Mariel maybe is only based on the Gemara that you can count the little kid. But you could only count one baby. Only one baby counts, according to the Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. You can't have six adults and four babies. And you want to say Baruch Hu. It just doesn't work.
The 16th.
Just like if we're learning it from the baby case, so the baby case is only one baby. So we're learning just like you can have a baby, so you can have an adult sleeping. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, no, a baby is only one baby, so maybe only one adult. Because of my real Afghan, because of my Rosh Nabina, she had the base of the Birkas Hashat, which comes from Chav Dalad Dalad, that's your Machaber, Chav Dalad, Kuf Chav Dalad Dalad. Lo Nagina Hakim. Because you see, the minute is not like that. You see, the big rabbi, the big machaber, machaber goes crazy. I don't mean to say it in a bad way, but he goes very, person speaks to Chazar Sashatz, Korv Lois. But people always say this. Someone else had said this. It's all Korv Lios Brachal of Atala.
Right. I heard it.
Pashtus is, it means it's not a bracha of Atala. Because bottom line is, if there are 10 people there, there are 10 people there. Even though one is reading the newspaper and the other one is speaking to the neighbor, so it's not such a good shul, it's not such a good situation, but Pashtus is, it's not a bracha of Atala. It's Korv.
Right, when it says Tinoch, it means like Mamish, 1 year old, or
Gardas.
He's in a cradle.
Like, actually, completely nothing.
Yeah, like a little yingler.
Ach, come if the kid's like 10 years old.
Yeah, that's already.
They count for a minute,
according to Rabbi Natan.
According to Rabbi
Natan. We learned earlier that as long as you have a row, you can start davening when that's already, even though more of the people are still davening, they can't answer. So why can't
that's based on this whole. That's
yeah,
based on.
Four people sleeping? It's the same thing.
Right. No.
Why is it worse that they're sleeping?
No, it's not worse. In a chanami, it's the same. That heter to have four people still davening is only based on this. In other words, based on the, if you hold from this Levi Ibn Khabib,
then you can start. But the Magen Avraham say you shouldn't start.
Right, but according to Rabbi Levi Khabib, you can have 3-4 people sleeping, so you can have 3-4 people still davening Shmoneh Esrei. Because in some shuls, you have this one guy that's taking forever, and he doesn't chap that everyone's waiting. So sometimes you may have to rely on the on one guy. Sometimes there can be two guys. Maril, yeah, Maril was the rabbi. He was the big rabbi. So if you see that you can starve the minion, someone's sleeping, 9 people awake, 1 guy's sleeping, so then don't you see that he's a sleeping person is chayav and mitzvah, and therefore you should be able to parshan Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Now I tell you, Rosh Shlomo Zalman knew this halacha better than us, don't believe me, but so we'll see what is he going to do with this halacha. That's what I told you, but Pashas, I think not like that. I think like the other poskim, that you're not allowed to take the guy out of the sukkah. So if you look at the Pri Chodesh on page 17. So the Pri Chodesh in Siman Nun Hey Sif Vav Dibur Maskel Mitztarif. He writes, so he quotes Yerush in the middle. See, the end of the line says middle Klal Dal Siman Nun Tes He made Tes Mechavnim Korav Lios Brachosel Vatola Koshkin Yoshin. So he says in a chanami, Yoshin is not mitzarf. But the bottom line is the mechaber doesn't paskin like that. The mechaber paskin is that Yoshin is mitzarf to a minion. So the Pri Chodesh says not. Okay, but does that Pashtus says we should paskin like the mechaber over the Pri Chodesh? What do you say?
Thank you.
What?
He's saying there doesn't need to be Pesach Tevah, right?
The pre-chazit says you need... No, Ted, you mean, well, the guy, the chazit is one, and the other people are nine.
Oh, it's in test. Okay, fine, with the chazit.
With the chazit. Yeah, everyone agrees, you know, what you need is one and nine. Right. Ten. What?
I think that the yearly Lord Shazi in Messiah was being each month of the Tuesday on our mind.
Okay? You follow? So the Beis Yosef is about halacha and halachas gittin that he's using. Now I'll show you. There's another Mariel. Unbelievable! You want to see this Mariel? On page 18. Now, this Mariel is a totally different area in halacha. What if somebody is in the room, he's a kohen, and he's in the room with a mace, but the kohen is sleeping? You have to wake up the kohen to tell him he's in a room with a mace. So he says, "Mashakos of Mar, if Yesh Lahakitz Hakadim, Lisa Hameis Lebeisach, and there Dafilu Notzim Hameis Lachutz, Dafilu Hakitz, Tzorach Lakitzim, Dafilu Bli Shia Kaover Hakoyin. Avgav Nol Yodah Mikomokum Isser Ovin Beshoygek. Avgav Neinu Maisa Isser Ikem. Machmir in Yodim Tzav Lafisha." He says, "It's a chiyuv to wake up a Kohen If he's in the same building, that, you know, if you're in your apartment and there's a mason, as long as you're in the, you stay put, you're okay. It's not a din in the whole building. Only if you're out in the hallway, then the tumma can get. But if your door is closed, then you're set. You're okay. That's why you can't walk in the building, because the tumma is going to come out. So you can't. But if you don't say somebody, God forbid, dies in a building, whatever, any building, so the whole building has to be evacuated? No. But if you're, say, in the same location, the same room, or whatever, so the Mariel says you have to wake him up. So they point out from here also, you see that he's a Bachi Yuva. So he's doing it Beshogeg. You don't say he's Potter. You don't say that, So Pashtus is, a person sleeping is still totally chayiv in mitzvahs. He'll be a shoygeg, if he doesn't know, but... So page 19, and this is brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 19, in the Yerideya, Simon Shinayin Beis, Sif Aleph. What does it say? The last three lines. Kolin shehu yoshein umeis imo... The oil tzrichim lakitzu lagim lo kadesha yetzei. So the Mariel l'shitoso. The Mariel is the one who says you count the yoshein, and the Mariel is the one who says that you have to wake up the kohen. Yeah, Matt? What? No? No? What did he say? So, I don't know.
Implied someone who's still sleeping
is high in the
mitzvahs.
Yeah. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah lo sase. Not to be nitman lemes. No. Yeah, but the reason why we have to let you out is you're doing an Aveira. Sure you're doing an Aveira. You're doing an Aveira B'shogeg. It's like, it's no different than a person who's eating a McDonald's sandwich because there was a misdelivery and he thought he was getting from McDovitz. Rav Hess, you remember the good days of McDovitz, yeah. It was Broyes Hashkacha. That's why you were able to eat it. It was Broyes Hashkacha. It was called McDonald's, yeah. Yeah, where the Chop Chop store is? Not that store, but one over. That's where it was. Yeah, where they had the CJF office stores. And the Chop Chop was the Chopsy's Pizza store. Get a little history. So you do get Aveira. So it's no different that the guy who's sleeping in the room of a mace than the same person who's awake and he's eating the wrong delivery that they gave. They were supposed to get McDonald's hamburgers and they got McDonald's hamburgers.
This would be similar to the, I think you came out with a comment about someone who's sleeping and knocks and breaks something, Adam Lolo, you know?
Yeah, that's a special deal by Hezek.
No, but it will be the same concept.
Not exactly. That's a special deal by Hezek.
The
Aver is not that he's tummy. The Aver is that he was nitma.
Yeah.
Meaning the fact that he stays tamei, so that's not the aver. Aver is he was nitma lemeis. Now the fact that tumah doesn't go off until you get a paraduma. Yeah, but I mean, you could take the mace out and leave him sleeping. Why did you change? Because it'll probably take longer to get the mace out. As soon as possible. What? Hey, but the same concept. Here's the Mevatel and Esther, here's the Mevatel and Los Esther. So the Kovetz Beis Arad Yisrael wants to make some chiluk. I don't know, page 20 on the bottom. He quotes this from Shlomo Zalman. Oh, look at the packet. He quotes you. You're also in the packet. Cantor. Marina Cantor. From Chicago. Look at the bottom paragraph. Achein. You see Achein on page 20? Bottom paragraph. You see it? You see it good? You see it? Achein. Iker pisco shall grow to Shlomo Zalman Mzei Yisodim Svar Pshuta. Bura. Shosha Adam Yoshein Ve'ein Daito Alav Huvade Potem Yikol Mitzah Satora Ve'er Az Keshote Gomor Ukid Matzinu Li'inyan Nezikin Shekosav Toysus Im Yoshein Ve'vir Keilu Metzlo V'shoven Potem Mitashlun Shubnanushin Lav Bardasu Moshekosav Rashi Kekam Nokim Pshutas Agon Rav Yaakov Emden, right? That was the truva we did last week. Shelas Yavitz, Yoshe Lav Bardasu, Lagamri, Lo Mitzvah, Lo Avera, Lo Tzchar, Lo Onish. Das Prichodesh De Yoshe Af Eino Mitzdarif Lo Dovish Mekdusha. Chashi Gushot, Abba with the Mechaber. Well, the Daz Mechaber, the Yoshe Mitzdarif, Hayim Shem Davgo, the Yoshe Ein Daito Olav, we call Mokom Bar Kedusha Hu. Kavim Mekdashni Mitzvah Bnei Yisrael. Still Bar Kedusha, I don't get this. He's defending Rosh Shlomo Zalman. But what about the Mechaber? So he says, well, he's still a Bar Kedusha, but you can say that by an Onan also. He's still a Jew. Right, also. Yeah. And then he quotes on page 21, he quotes the Ramah about the Tumas Kohanim. Then he quotes and this is Rav Shlomo Zalman also in the Sefer HaSukkah HaSholem on page 22 and 23.
You'd
also
fulfill your mitzvah if you're sleeping too, no?
Yeah. Well, that's the question of what you hold from the Rav Yaakov Emden or not from last week.
Right. I mean, if you're wearing tefillin, for example, when you fall asleep, why would you
no longer be... That can be... Tefillin is different. Tefillin is the din of Hesach Hadas for tefillin. He's not even davening. He's never carrying anything. But the other people can have tefillah b'tzibur. He's not carrying anything, but he could let the other people be carrying the mitzvah. No, because you can go to sleep in the sukkah.
Oh, that's the question. Maybe can he
can't
carry him out.
Yeah. Right, so I think he can't carry him out.
But he agrees with what Tom was on.
Which page? Well, first he defends him, but then in the next page,
yeah, then he talks about the
coin. Yeah, but then the coin is not so simple. Then he says, "Gamzer Rav Mitzvah Beer." Give the Yoshua Lab Bar Mitzvah Beer. Inu Mitzvah Sharasu. So, he has. I think the Tumas Kohen in place. He has a problem with that.
Yes.
Maybe. Yeah, of course, it's a continuous mitzvah.
One long mitzvah.
Every second you're there. So in the end, of that sefer, the sefer HaSukkah HaSholem, he quotes a tshuva from the sefer Matas Yodo. And Matnas Yado is what you were talking about, Rabbi Dechter. Take a look on page 25. He writes, "Mistapati, im yeshal adam chiyav mitzvahs b'shashu yashem lav." But you get a mitzvah. Because Tolos lo b'tayt v'yashim behem. In other words, if he's a barach b'kiki mitzvah, every second he's wearing tzitzis and asleep, then he gets a mitzvah. He's no measure who put him in mitzvahs, ain't a lav shem chiyim, ain't a b'kayim measure shum mitzvah. So what is it? Are you... So he says, Nibshot li mihanti isa gabi tzitzis. This is you, Reb Dachter. This is where you are. Gulib orachayim, halon metalisa b'layla. Tzorach lo b'boker, v'atah shem, erich l'kal v'adil zeh posiv, ain't tzorach l'vach. Mitam zuh suffik bracha, la ramah, misri l'ksus yom b'layla potter, came v'adah ain't tzorach Leo's Baboker came in Lila Digma Mitzvah and Halayim Baboker Chiyav Kaddish Abnam LaRosh Susyam Malayal Chaim came Dolly Moon Mitzvah and Halayim Day Eitzor Lomar Baboker came Pasuk Atan Zavi Savish Baruch Alahaka came Pasuk Kukol Achronim Tan Rang Dola Dola Hal Yashinami Ike Chiyav Mitzvah El Adapata Mitzvah and Onus Shainish Allah Abnam Shayachol Akayim Kumu Mitzvah Sisis Alvada the real kind of Malayal El Yashin Potol Gamri in a lot of that's a rush to really to see a Malaya Chaim says a lot of any way door to a Laila a lot of the Yashim to go to a lot of it there you can't have a lot of the day at Tzarek Levar for Boke she come with us and the Yashim may have to tell you to lay a Tzarek Levar for she knew but again she has she that you can hear we know this famous Machlokas the Rambam Shita is that you Chaim and Tzitzis in the day and you put her at night that's the Rambam Shita the Rosh Shita is no it's totally on the garment if it's a day garment, then you chayiv even if you wear it at night. And the night garment, you chayiv, you potter even if you wear it in the day. And the Rambam sheet is no. Whatever you wear, it doesn't matter. Once the night comes, you potter. The Rosh says, no. If I'm wearing my day garment and it's now night, I'm still chayiv. So the question is, what if you sleep in your tzitzis? You have to make a bracha when you wake up in the morning. You have a... Why don't you get me chelik aleph, shulchan aruch? Shulchan Aruch HaChaim Chayil Galef or Mishabur or anything so it says in Shulchan Aruch Simu Ches Chazayin Halam B'talisa B'layla Tzarech L'varach Halam B'bokir so in the morning you have to make a bracha. Well, the Taz argues, but it says no. Because the Taz says it's told in the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Rosh. Because according to the Rambam, once the night came, then there's Potter, so now it's Nuchiv, the Chassos of the day, you have to make a bracha. But according to the Rosh, you got the mitzvah around the whole night, because you're wearing your day clothing. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that you have to make a bracha. So he says, L'chor, that only works if you hold like the Rambam. But if you hold like the Rosh, it doesn't work. So that's why the Taz says, Safik brachas v'alkim. So the Matas Yadu says, but why is it taller than Machlokas Rambam and Rosh? Either way, you're sleeping. And if you say when you're sleeping, you're not making a mitzvah. So even if you hold like the Rosh, that there's a chiyav, but you're sleeping, so you put on the chiyav. So even according to the Rosh, you should be chayav to make another bracha. But you see that the Taz only brought in the concept of what you have for the Rambam versus the Rosh. But according to anybody, he's sleeping. So bottom line, you're sleeping in the night. So you went to sleep with your day clothing. So that whole 6 hours, you were putter because there's no bar chiyuv at night when you're sleeping. So for sure you should have to make a bracha, but the Taz says no. It's only in the machlokes. It's only according to Ram. You have to make a bracha, not according to the Rosh. We didn't call the Rosh. Bottom line, you're sleeping. So you see from here, he says, you see from here that even when you're sleeping, you're mekayim a mitzvah. Because if not, it would be taught. Yeah.
Do we not speak about the difference between Shinas Keva versus Shinas Arai in this regard?
Well, it's a Shinas Keva. He's going to sleep for the night. So what do you say? So that's a good raya. Of course, you see from the din at tzitzis that no one said. Now what's shot in the mechaber? Tzarech levarach. It says the kind of the lion will not tzitzis. Rabbi Hefsek. So all posts can talk about it because it's not Zman Tzitzis. Hefsek. But no one says because he's sleeping. Why don't you just say because he's sleeping? That's the Hefsek. So you see that sleeping is not the Hefsek, according to anybody. So you see from here, says the same from Matnas Yado, that sleeping is, you're still a Bar Chiyuva when you're sleeping. So you're Mekayim a Mitzvah. You're Mekayim a Mitzvah. When you're sleeping. If you sleep well during the day. Pashtus is when you take in the. Yeah, the Shabbos nap, especially now they're changing the clock. You can take your fun. The whole winter I never take a Shabbos nap because how can you take a Shabbos nap? If the time you finish with the meal, you know, and I'm going to be Maver Sedra for the next week on Shabbos day, like yesterday I did Vayikra. After when it's already Zman Mitzvah, after, so then there's a Pashut no time. Between eating the meal and being Mamre Sedra, even if I wouldn't be Mamre Sedra, there'd hardly be time. But now this is the time, now you can have in the summer months, you can have a good nap. But Lamaisa, the Midrash Olam is only when you sleep at night. But okay, but either way, Pashas is, you see from the poskim that sleeping is still Mekayim Mitzvah. Because if you weren't Mekayim Mitzvah, then it would be Pasha that. Yeah. yeah, that's if you hold it like this, Rabbi Kiva Eger, but I'm not necessarily part of that school of thought. What did I tell you? Oh, so what about the sleeping for the minions? So he's going to speak about that also. On page 27. Number Isi. Pri Chodesh, Lor Chaim, page 27, the right bottom. I mean, not the bottom bottom, but the right side. Not like the Mechaber. But he said, "Omna manochi ani bedas asher emi pichodesh v'lo yoshin." So he says, Yosher is Mitzdar.
Yes?
Yeah, he says he holds like the Shulchan Aruch. Yosher is Mitzdar. It's just when you're Yosher, you're honest on the mitzvah, but you're still a Bar Chiyuv, you still get mitzvahs. So if you keep your tzitzis on you and you go to sleep, and it's your day, your tzitzis that you have during the day, so according to the Rambam, you don't get it because it's lav zman mitzvah at night. But according to the Rosh, it is zman mitzvah. But maybe you could still say you're potter because you're sleeping. So the Matas Yado says, you see from here that those that hold like the Rosh would get a mitzvah. And you don't say, well, because you're begging Yom is chayiv even Balayla. And since a begging Yom is chayiv even Balayla, we're not going to say, well, there's no mitzvah because you were sleeping. Oh, so then he asked your question. Oh, everyone's machabin. On page 28, last paragraph, on page 28. Uvarein ha'nal, the gamal yoshan ikachiv, in chol dom kaim, ke gik shal chol mad kaim alam d'shen is keva, v'hefzik brichas ha'toyra. So why is that? So, yeah. But you're totally masich das when you're shenis kevah. Shenis arai, you're still half up. You know, it's like, so then it's not masich das. But the fact that you're sleeping is not gonna do anything. No, no, sleeping is still a chiyuv of mitzvahs.
Rabbi said before that this was a case of exclusively Diyas Keva, no?
Yes, so right, but Shenis Keva, so then in Hanami, it's a Mesiach Das, you have to make another bracha. It's a question of whether we hold Shenis Keva by Yom, Shenis Keva by Laila, different shittas. So that's his. So they quoted that sefer from Rav Weisfisher's sefer that he quotes from Shlomo Zalman. He quotes this discussion about tzitzis. So to me, I think this is the pashtus, that when a person is sleeping, he's mekayim a mitzvah. The person sleeping is mekayim a mitzvah, and therefore you can't take anyone out of the sukkah because they mekayim a mitzvah.
Why does he say there's a death sefer when you wake up?
Because they were mechayiv you in Birkas HaTorah. According to this, no Tshuvas HaRosh that says that you make a Birkas HaTorah after your full night's sleep of the night. And the Rosh says, even if you wake up in the morning before, when it's still dark out, and now you want to learn, but you did your night's sleep, you make a Birkas HaTorah.
Before Alos.
Even before Alos. That's the Tshuvas HaRosh. That's the Iker Shita. Yeah. Yeah. So what do you want to say the difference is? Man Yehudu. He's saying, well, Hagoyin, Hagayin Shlita. He's saying, the man yedu, right? The Bach is a famous kiddush that you have to really even think about the reason of the mitzvah. So let me ask you a question. There's a chiyuv to sleep in the sukkah. So what about l'man yedu? So how do you understand that? So if you say Rav Shlomo Zalman, the chiyuv is just to fall asleep in the sukkah. So then you became the mitzvah the second before you fell asleep. You had l'man yedu, and then you fell asleep. But I cannot be soivel to say that the mitzvah is to fall asleep, but once you're asleep, now you don't have to be in the sukkah. To me, that's counterintuitive. You can disagree with me. I mean, you have Rav Shlomo Zalman. He's a big man. But it's counterintuitive to believe that the mitzvah is to sleep in the sukkah, so therefore, but it's only to fall asleep in the sukkah. But once you fall asleep, then we can just take you out. You mean even, technically, Rav Shlomo Zalman would say, even if there's, you don't need, say, is it good? Yeah. The parents are arguing with the kid. You know, I don't want you to sleep in the sukkah, you can get a cold. The kid wants to sleep in the sukkah. So he'll sleep in the sukkah, and then the father will carry him in. Everyone's happy. So I don't think so, and I don't think it works. I think if the father takes the kid out, then he's mevatel the mitzvah. If you hold it, if you're assuming that there's no din mitzvah, there's many hold that the mitzvah is not as a. But if you hold there's no din mitzvah, so then there's a chiyuv. So I like this matas yodo. I think, and the pasha says even though Rav Aaron Lichtenstein says he never saw a krum svara in the pre chadash. So pre chadash is usually very glatt, but. But I'm not so convinced that's the pashtus in this halacha. I would think more that the Shulchan Aruch says Yoshin. And you can argue with the Mariel and say maybe not. Once the Mariel passed that way, that a Yoshin is mitzvah to a million, so I think that's it. So I guess the Rosh Shlomo Zalman would have to say, Rosh Shlomo Zalman would have to say he holds like the pre Chodesh. It's hard for me to imagine Rosh Shlomo Zalman saying, oh, I'm against the Mechaber. Rosh Shlomo Zalman is not the type to say, oh, I'm going to argue with the Mechaber. So the Sefer Sukkos whatever says maybe, oh, you still have Kedusha, but Lemaisa, you can say that, like someone said, you can say that by Anonin also. So to me, the Pashas HaDvarim is that you can't carry the guy out, and like Rabbi Tuchman said, the Pashas should be that your partner. If you don't have a place in the sukkah, you can't carry the guy out, so you should just sleep at home. But I thought this was a very fascinating topic. But I think the Rehitas HaPoskim is not like this. And to me, it's counterintuitive to say that you have to sleep in the sukkah, so the second you fall asleep, we'll take you out of the sukkah. Just like I don't like this idea of people, you know, the Torah says you got to get rid of your chametz on Pesach. So people go and they store up before Pesach, and then they do a mechira. To me, that's counterintuitive of the whole. The people who do that lechatchila, after Pesach, the question with the stores and the mechiras. So before Pesach, I'm going to go on a chametz buying spree, and I'm going to stock up as much chametz I can, put it in my room, and do a mechira, and then. That's counterintuitive of the whole mitzvah. And that's why, deep down, I'm a big ritva person. That's what my heart of hearts says to me. The ritva says, Mechiras Kovetz is one time.
One year you were stuck, you were in the boat, you were stuck, okay, do it with you. But that's it. Every year in, year out, just keep doing it, and then you made a joke out of the whole thing. And Ritva says that it's not chal. Even though it's pointed out that it's not a Shulchan Aruch, this Ritva. But I'm, deep down, I think like the Ritva. That's why people take the whole, I don't know, they find these loopholes, but, you know, so that's my shita. I don't sell chametz. I don't sleep in the sukkah because I get colds very easily and a very, when I was in Israel, I was about to do it, and then that year I got sick on sukkahs. The whole story. But this Rosh Shlomo Zalman thing, and then I throw in my thing about Mechir's chametz as well. You know. That's why I'm giving a shiur this week about this happened 2 years ago. A very fine fellow, I told you, a very fine fellow came to us for Shabbos. Very fine fellow. And he wanted, and he was eating all the meals by us. He was coming from out of town from Shiduchim, and we all the meals he had by us. And he wanted to be mechaber us. So he brought us a nice bottle of whiskey. And my wife and I, even before we said anything to each other, we both said the same thing. What's going to be? Because we know we're not whiskey drinkers. And we're both saying, what's going to be for Pesach? So that's why I made a whole shiur. We're going to give it Bezer Shem this week in the West Side on Wednesday night on whiskey and Pesach. And what the halacha is because of that story. It really happened 2 years ago, but I didn't have time to mayan last year. So now I had time to mayan. Um